This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msbnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
Tom Hart never bites back because it's not in his nature. Yet, he's going to join us now thanks to our friends at Craneworks on the Bud Light Seltzer Hotline. Tom, I guess we'll start with this. You had a chance to visit with Nick Saban over the break or over the weekend, and now we found out that he has tested positive for COVID. Does not look like he's going to be coaching this weekend. Just your thoughts on hearing that news and what it means for the Alabama football team.
Hold on. Are you not going to play the song?
Lift it, load it, grade it, grind it, move it, haul it, rig it, dig it, Craneworks, Craneworks, yeah! The big dog's got it!
The SEC Network's Tom Hart on Three Man Front is brought to you by Craneworks. Lift it, buy it, rent it. The big dog's got it. And now, Tom Hart.
Saban has COVID, Tom. Your thoughts?
Oh, wait, I thought he already had it. How can he have it a second time? I'm really confused. Didn't he already have it?
He did not.
No.
He was deemed false positive.
No.
Okay. No. Well, it was interesting when we talked to him, Cole, and I'm sure you've shared this already, but just to retell it or reiterate, you know, he was very adamant about the precautions that his program takes versus what other programs are doing. And he got it. I mean, I think it's fair to characterize it as getting on his high horse a little bit during our conversation. I mean, he got a little judgmental, I think, towards other programs. And he said, listen, we're doing it the right way. It's unfair to us that others are not doing it the right way. And, you know, he mentioned a couple specific instances that I think part of this was off the record, so I don't want to go into too many details, but he said it's unfair, essentially, that those that are doing it the right way are getting punished because we have to deal with the transgressions of those who aren't doing it the right way. Now, I don't know what the right way and the wrong way is. I know that there's a lot of precautions that programs take. I know it's hard sometimes to keep control of your own players. I know it's dangerous to throw rocks if you're living in a glass house, but we don't, you know, until we find out how he got it or where it came from or the contact tracing and if it came from players or staff or outside the thing, this virus doesn't care, man. It will reach anybody at any time. And I just hope that he's healthy and he has a full recovery. And for purposes of college football, that he can get back to coaching as soon as possible. And I'm curious then if this impacts whatever. I don't think it would, but I'm curious if it impacts whatever scheduling shuffle the conference had in mind for next week, because I think there's another big shuffle coming that we probably find out about before games kick off on Saturday, assuming everything can be played on Saturday. And that would include the opportunity for Alabama then to match up with LSU and push the Arkansas game back and have LSU play Florida as they were rescheduled to do, and a couple other games moving around. So I'm curious if this will have any lasting impact on that.
All right, Tom, in regards to the Iron Bowl itself, Saban won't be on the sideline, obviously, but what kind of chance do you give Auburn, or what kind of game does Auburn have to play, a near-perfect game, and get these massive amounts of turnovers for them to have success against Alabama on Saturday?
I never use the phrase perfect game because I don't think anybody plays a perfect game, but they do have to play a clean game. And if they're missing – Bigsby, and if they're missing offensive linemen, it's going to be a very hard game for Auburn to win. And it's going to be, in my opinion, a hard game for Auburn to stay close in. I mean, Alabama's got plenty of weapons. And by the way, just to nip this in the bud on the front end, I don't mean to say that Auburn doesn't miss Nick Saban. Alabama wouldn't miss Nick Saban. Of course they would. But I think that within a 3.5-hour game, that the decisions that are made by coordinators – that they wouldn't necessarily miss him in a specific game. If you didn't have him for 2 weeks, if you didn't have him for multiple games, if you didn't have him for half a season, if you didn't have him for the ramp up to a championship game or a playoff game, yes, you would absolutely miss him. But I don't think that it would have a negligible effect on Alabama on game day Saturday without Nick Saban. And that's not to take anything away from him. We know he's the greatest coach that's ever coached in college football.
Tom Hart of ESPN, the SEC Network, joining us here on Three Man Front on the Bud Light Seltzer Hotline. Tom, is a guy who grew up in Missouri, we know what this game means, the Iron Bowl, to people in this state. I want to get your perspective, just growing up and watching college football. How did it resonate with you?
That's a great question. So I grew up around the Missouri-Kansas rivalry, which was a rivalry that was steeped in Civil War actual history, where Raiders from Missouri went across the state line and literally burned Lawrence to the ground. That was the beginning of the Missouri-Kansas rivalry. So I thought that one was always, you know, pretty intense given its history. But I was working at a restaurant early in my college days, and I had an Auburn t-shirt on, and I went out to serve a lovely couple that was from Alabama, and they were Bama fans, and they educated me on the rivalry and what I could do with that t-shirt in about as soon as I showed up at their table. And I went, wow, these people are serious. I wouldn't go off on a guy for wearing a Kansas shirt at the Holiday Inn Holodome restaurant, but that was my first taste of just how serious this one is.
In regards to the last night's college football playoff rankings, what surprised you the most? Was it the top four, the way that they finally divvied it up, or the fact that BYU just got no love whatsoever?
None of it really surprised me, honestly. I mean, I would have liked to have seen BYU a little bit higher. I think they're deserving of the being within the window of striking distance. You know, you could pick apart a couple of these. You know, I thought Marshall should have been ranked higher. I thought Coastal should have been ranked higher. I mean, a two-loss North Carolina team, a two-loss Texas team in front of those, an Oregon team that's only played three games. But that's really, I mean, this is the bottom half of the top 25 of the rankings. There is still plenty of time for people to move where they will move. For example, as long as Florida, in at number six, as long as they're within striking distance, we all know that it's going to come down to the SEC championship game, and they could play their way in to one of the top four seeds or not. And A&M is right where they need to be. On the cusp, they should be in front of Florida. They beat them head-to-head. They're right there at number five, so if there's a slip-up in front of them, then they should be in position to overtake that, especially considering what their schedule could and should look like the rest of the way in the SEC. I mean, it'll be... At the end of the day, they'll have a solid strength of schedule once we get to the end of the season.
Tom, you guys are going to be on the call for the Egg Bowl coming up Saturday, a game we traditionally get on Thanksgiving. Based on the way that you saw Mississippi State perform, that offense seemed to finally come back to form against Georgia's defense. How many total points do we see in this game between these two offenses? How much differently do you look at this game than you did maybe 2 weeks ago?
Oh, I've got respect for Mississippi State's defense. I think they've been pretty good, but their depth is just not there. And they actually played pretty well against Georgia, for the most part, given the fact that they had less than 50 scholarship players. I think this thing is, you know, if you're looking at a total, it's pushing 80 points between the two. I think there's going to be a lot of points scored. I think there's going to be a lot of one-upsmanship. I think every time Kiffin runs a play where his hands go up before the pass is completed, Mike Leach is going to see that, and he's going to think to himself, well, you think you're pretty fancy, huh, kid? I got three of those plays in my back pocket. And I think it's just going to be highly entertaining, deep bomb after deep bomb after deep bomb to see, you know, who can get to 60 first. And I think it's going to be a lot of fun to watch. I'm still shocked. I'm going to be honest. I just got off the golf course. I'm shocked by this Saban news. I mean, this is... Of it to fall on Iron Bowl weekend of all things, like, you know, count your blessings if you're Alabama. I mean, no, you don't want it to happen on the Iron Bowl, but if it's going to happen, and assuming there's a full recovery involved, you know, there are positives to it that it's not occurring around the SEC championship game or the college football playoff or the national championship, but it's pretty amazing news to come down. Even more amazing the fact that Vandy might be using a women's soccer player as their kicker this weekend. So it never ends. Breaking news doesn't take holiday breaks, that's for sure.
No, it doesn't. Well, he's Tom Hart of ESPN, the SEC Network. Tom, you join us every week, and you join us courtesy of our friends at Craneworks.
Yeah, remember, Craneworks has offices in Birmingham, Mobile, and Nashville. They offer bare rental or operated cranes And they also offer trained and certified operators and riggers to make sure the job is done right. Rental Works also offers a full line of rental equipment for all of your machinery needs. They can offer operators for every type of equipment as well. Fellas, happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for having me on. Hope you have a great week.
Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
Thanks, Tom.
We appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
You got it.
That is Tom Hart joining us courtesy of Crane Works on the Bud Light Seltzer Hotline. An easy drinking hard seltzer, just 2 carbs and 100 calories. Try it in strawberry, lime, mango, black cherry, or grab the variety pack.
This is Three Man Front.